Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about poverty. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Approximately 3 billion people worldwide live in poverty, meaning they have limited access to basic human necessities such as food, safe drinking water, sanitation, health, and shelter. Over the past few decades, global poverty has been reduced. But why are there still so many poor people in the world, and what are the effects of poverty? Experts claim the major reason for poverty is war. Research has shown that about one-third of impoverished communities live in war zones. For example, many regions in Africa are experiencing poverty owing to years of unrest and conflict. Another factor is a weak economy. If a country's economy is weak, unemployment rises, so people have difficulty making ends meet. Before America's economic crisis in 2009, the country's poverty rate was about 11%. In 2010, a year after the crisis, it was 15%. A further cause is overpopulation. When an area becomes overpopulated, its inhabitants inevitably lack money and food because the area can no longer sustain its expanding population. Finally, illiteracy also leads to poverty, because people who can't read or write have very little chance of finding a job. As a matter of fact, 90% of the people receiving welfare benefits in the US have dropped out of high school. Poverty affects societies in various ways. The most severe effect is on the health of poor people. Seeing that they can't afford nutritious foods, they suffer from malnutrition and they become more vulnerable to disease. They also lack access to sanitation, which in turn also causes disease. Moreover, many poor people end up homeless, living on the streets, and depending on the state for food and shelter. Poverty may also lead to crime. When people can't afford life's basic necessities, they may resort to theft in order to survive. Another consequence is social instability. As the number of poor people in a community increases, discrimination between social classes may arise, which often results in hostility within the community. It is clear that poverty has far-reaching negative effects. But if global leaders make it a priority to tackle its causes, all countries will benefit.
Now listen to the extract again.
Approximately 3 billion people worldwide live in poverty, meaning they have limited access to basic human necessities such as food, safe drinking water, sanitation, health, and shelter. Over the past few decades, global poverty has been reduced. But why are there still so many poor people in the world, and what are the effects of poverty? Experts claim the major reason for poverty is war. Research has shown that about one-third of impoverished communities live in war zones. For example, many regions in Africa are experiencing poverty owing to years of unrest and conflict. Another factor is a weak economy. If a country's economy is weak, unemployment rises, so people have difficulty making ends meet. Before America's economic crisis in 2009, the country's poverty rate was about 11%. In 2010, a year after the crisis, it was 15%. A further cause is overpopulation. When an area becomes overpopulated, its inhabitants inevitably lack money and food because the area can no longer sustain its expanding population. Finally, illiteracy also leads to poverty because people who can't read or write have very little chance of finding a job. As a matter of fact, 90% of the people receiving welfare benefits in the US have dropped out of high school. Poverty affects societies in various ways. The most severe effect is on the health of poor people. Seeing that they can't afford nutritious foods, they suffer from malnutrition and they become more vulnerable to disease. They also lack access to sanitation, which in turn also causes disease. Moreover, many poor people end up homeless, living on the streets, and depending on the state for food and shelter. Poverty may also lead to crime. When people can't afford life's basic necessities, they may resort to theft in order to survive. Another consequence is social instability. As the number of poor people in a community increases, discrimination between social classes may arise, which often results in hostility within the community. It is clear that poverty has far-reaching negative effects, but if global leaders make it a priority to tackle its causes, all countries will benefit.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.